SBS Radio.
Chinese-Australian journalist Chang Lei is on trial in the Chinese capital Beijing over suspicion she relayed state secrets abroad. But the circumstances surrounding the charges remain a mystery, as Australia's Ambassador Graham Fletcher tried to enter the courthouse to hear the evidence, he was blocked by Chinese authorities, an official providing this explanation.
In this case, the defendant is suspected of illegally supplying state secrets to foreign nations. So it's a case involved with state secrets. The trial is not held in public and no audience is allowed.
Australia has raised concerns about the television anchor's welfare and the conditions while she's in detention. Outside the court, Mr. Fletcher spoke to media about the case.
This is deeply concerning, unsatisfactory and regrettable. We can have no confidence in the validity of the process which is conducted in secret. Nevertheless, we will continue to advocate strongly for Ms. Chang Lei's rights and interests in accordance with the consular agreement between our two countries.
The mother of two was born in China but later moved to Australia. She worked for Chinese state media before being detained in 2020. Ms. Chang's family insists she's innocent, and Australian officials have expressed their fears about a lack of transparency. One of her former colleagues, Sky News journalist Annalise Nielsen, says Ms. Chang has only recently been allowed access to Australian consular officials once a month.
Via video link, and it's supervised by prison guards. She's strapped to a chair with a wooden board during that. She's not even allowed to stand up. And so this is where frustration has been building among supporters. Journalists from around the world have signed a joint statement, and journalism bodies again have reiterated a new statement today saying that they do condemn this whole process.
In that statement, they urged Chinese authorities to show compassion towards Ms. Chang and allow her to return to Australia. They condemned what they described as her arbitrary detention on dubious charges that have yet to be substantiated with evidence. Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance President Karen Percy says Ms. Chang has been denied due process.
The Australian ambassador has not been allowed to be in her case today. You know, we are really very concerned about how she's been really, cut off from her children and the lack of process. There's been very little legal process. There's been, almost no consular access for her. We don't know what these charges are against her. And we're really troubled more generally about the approach that China has to press freedom, or a lack of it, that the media really is very much curtailed in China, and this is a bad symptom of it. We'd really like to see Chang Lei released.
Australian journalist Peter Grester, who was detained in Egypt for more than a year, and Australian academic Kylie Moore-Gilbert, jailed in Iran for more than 2 years, have also expressed their outrage at the conditions in which Chang Lei is reportedly being held. In a statement, they questioned the transparency surrounding the case and the slow pace of the Chinese judicial process. To date, the Chinese authorities have failed to present any evidence to support the charges, suggesting that Chang Lei is not a criminal, but a bargaining chip in a wider political dispute. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has previously defended its handling of the case, saying Ms. Chang's rights are being fully guaranteed. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.